We just recently got back from the youth rally in Ocean City. Now, the youth rally, they're always one of the highlights of our year. The youth rally and the mission trip are just the two very high moments of what we do in our youth ministry here at Bethel. The conference puts on an amazing event called the Pendel Youth Rally. And the theme this year was undignified. And the theme verse that Buck just read was from 2 Samuel 6:21 through, and they pulled out the main words they pulled out was, "I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this." And that's kind of was the theme for our entire weekend down there in Ocean City just about a month ago. Now, I want to explain a little bit of the backstory of this 2 Samuel verse. I definitely don't claim to be an Old Testament scholar at all. So I did some digging. I did some research. And the two verses that we just read were the theme verses for our Undignified Youth Rally. And today, I just want to explain the backstory. And then later, we're going to have three students actually come up and share about their experience as being on the youth rally. And one student actually even helped plan that, and she'll share more about that. But in 2 Samuel, starting back in verse 12, which leading up to the theme verse, we see two contrasting positions on how we as people worship God. We find David, King David, getting really excited and passionate about God. And we see his wife, Michal, the daughter of Saul, watching and getting angry with her husband. She gets extremely angry because he danced in the streets with the servants, worshiping God, as the Ark of the Lord was brought into the city. So this Ark of the Lord is brought into the city, and King David is so passionate, he's so fired up about God, he's so excited for this to happen that he actually dances in the street. And the Bible says he was only wearing a small linen cloth. I can't pronounce the official word because I'm not that smart. But it was basically an apron is all he was wearing. So he was kind of exposed as he was dancing in the streets. And his wife was really, really embarrassed by this. So that's kind of the backstory of this story. David dancing undignified before the Lord because he was just so passionate, so excited about God. Now, I know that dancing, certainly dancing a little exposed, is not a common part of what we do here in the Methodist Church. But the theme of our weekend was to show that being a Christian and worshiping God doesn't always have to be done in a traditional way. That, you know, we can dance, we can sing, we can be goofy, we can kind of let loose because we're excited about God. For example, a lot of the staff, a lot of the adults, and even some of the CCYM students at the youth rally, they all wore these costumes. It was hilarious. The bishop, in fact, wore a pig costume on the whole Friday night. The conference director of the youth ministry for the conference, he dressed up as Elvis. And the whole idea was that, you know, it's fun. It's okay to be a little undignified and still worship God. Even on Saturday, they handed all 4,000 of us a fake mustache. And we wore those all weekend. Some people made unibrows and all kinds of funny stuff. But the idea behind these things and the whole idea of the theme being undignified is it's okay to let loose. It's okay to worship God. It's encouraged even to not worship God. Worshiping God doesn't have to be so formal. It doesn't have to be so traditional. You know, worshiping God can look like a lot of different things. So that's kind of what the theme was all about. Now, the sad truth is in worship, in most churches, is often a battleground where we kind of disagree about style and music. Let's see if we recognize any of these statements. Are we modern or traditional? Are we charismatic or normal? Are we an organ church or a band church? Are we old or new? Are we formal or informal? Are we happy and clappy, or are we more reserved? Any of these sound familiar to you? I know when I talk to people about my church and where I serve, and I always get that question, well, what kind of church are you? And, you know, I can honestly say we're a lot of those things. We're a little bit of both. We're more normal, but we also, we're organ and we're band, depending on what service you go to. So I kind of want to take a different approach to worship and ask us all one question. The real question should be, do you watch or do you worship? That should be our question. Do you watch or do you worship? Now, Michal, King David's wife, she watched. She was a spectator. She was preoccupied with being who she was and didn't want to associate herself with the regular, ordinary people. And she didn't want to embarrass herself by getting carried away in worship. She was a watcher. And like most watchers in worship, she gets really angry with the worshiper. Michal is angry because David is so undignified in his worship. And she despises the worshiper in David. Now, for us, I think we all need to become less self-conscious in our worship. David, of course, didn't have this problem of self-awareness. He was full of God awareness and able to forget himself in worship. Then right after Michal's criticism of David in the scripture that we read, some of the most wonderful words is his response, and this is our theme verse. David says, "I will become even more undignified than this." He's saying, you know, what I just did, I can get even more passionate, more excited about God, and become even more undignified than what you just witnessed. Now, there's a song written by Matt Redman. We've used a lot of Matt Redman songs here in this service. And the song's written for kind of a new generation of people that are in love with Jesus, that have shaped our understanding and influenced us greatly in this area of worship. The song is actually called Undignified, and it's a really catchy tune. If you've heard it, you'll know right away. It's actually hard for me to read these lyrics and not sing because it's just such a catchy tune. But I'm going to read the scripture, and it's going to be on the screen. It's in your bulletin as well. But the song Undignified goes like this. "I will dance, I will sing, to be mad for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering this passion in my soul. I will dance, I will sing, to be mad for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul." And the chorus goes like this. "And I'll become even more undignified than this. Some would say this is foolishness, but I'll become even more undignified than this." So with that song in mind, I wonder if that could be the kind of prayer we could all say to God. That nothing will ever limit our passion towards Him. That nothing will ever... not our self-consciousness, not our nervousness will ever get in the way. Not the music that we listen to or worship to would ever get in our way. And my challenge is kind of for all of us as we come together as one church, you know, how can we all become more undignified before God? Whatever worship style you prefer, you're like, let's let go of some of these inner feelings of intention that we have and allow ourselves to become more undignified with God and worship Him in a way. So hopefully this helped you understand this backstory of David and where this undignified comes from. It's the only time in the Bible that undignified is even written. So hopefully you'll understand the undignified worshiper that we all can be. Now I'm going to have some of my students share. There's three of them that are going to share. Hannah Faircloth is going to come up first. And she's going to share about her experience, which is a little different than the two that I'll share afterwards, and then I'll kind of wrap it up. So, Hannah?
Okay, well, I'm Hannah. And this was my first year as part of CCYM, which is Conference Council on Youth Ministries. It's a group made up of mostly teenagers in grades 9 through 12, and there's a few adult leaders. We meet like once a month, and we plan the youth rally, but we also do other service events. And we're in charge of YSF, which is the Youth Service Fund, and it's like a fund that youth groups can apply to for grants for projects that they do with their youth. Planning the youth rally this year was actually, it was a lot of work. The CCYM group before me had already started planning it and picking leaders and speakers and stuff, but we still had a lot of work to do with all the details from what bands we were going to hire down to what color the t-shirts were going to be. And we spent a lot of hours in meetings and out of them just talking about it and getting everything in place. But the hard work definitely paid off over the weekend, and I can't wait to do it again next year. It was an amazing experience to be behind the scenes of the youth rally, and I definitely felt God throughout it. The weekend was one of the most fun times I've ever had, but it was challenging too. Like, okay, we woke up at 6 a.m. each morning, and we didn't get back to the hotel until at least midnight. That's not that fun. Another challenge for me was that on Saturday night, there was an altar call, and all of the CCYM members got to be part of it and help and pray over anyone who needed it. While I was prepared for it, and we had all actually practiced praying over others earlier, it was still difficult because I was worried that I would say the wrong thing. Maybe I would pray for too long or not long enough, and I didn't know what to expect. Fortunately, I was lucky enough that the first people I prayed over were a group of girls from Fuel. Since I knew them well, it was much easier, and afterwards, I was able to see the magnitude of all the kids up front praying with each other, comforting one another, and worshiping and singing together. Experiencing the love that was in that room is not something you forget easily. Also, I'm going to be honest, sadly, I'm usually one of the fangirls who runs to the front of the room to get as close to the stage as they can when the band goes on. And this year, I was working as an usher in a section all the way in the back. So from my spot, everything was a lot smaller, but I could look out over the entire convention center and see all 4,000 of the people out there, and it was awesome to be able to see them singing and screaming and acting undignified during each of the general sessions. That different point of view of the rally really changed how I looked at it. It was no longer just an event with a ton of strangers in my youth group all packed into one room. It became just one huge family rejoicing and praising God together, and it was amazing.
Okay, so I'm Lydia, and this was my fourth youth rally that I've been on. And I've got to say, can we give another round of applause to Hannah? Because this is a really big deal for the second year. Okay, I definitely would agree with her. It's amazing being there with 4,000 other kids from just the Pendel Conference. I mean, seeing all those kids in under one roof and just praising and worshiping with them is just such an empowering thing to be able to do. And also, as a side note, to be able to have just little breakout sessions with the other people who are there and get to really experience different... let me give you an example. You get to meet with like different band members and get to talk to them about their experiences, and you can go and really break out with some other people from other youth groups or from around the area and get to really get to know these kids and make new friends while you're there. But you also get to really get to know your youth group throughout youth group devotionals that we have while we're there. And it's just a really great experience to be able to sing and worship and have a lot of fun up front and in the back, like Hannah said, and just be able to be there with so many different people. All right, thank you.
I'm Derek. This was my fifth youth rally, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we've got a really young youth group this year. We've got a lot of sixth and seventh graders. So it was really fun this year just getting to watch them grow and seeing them when the music gets slow and the band starts to talk and seeing the look on their face and knowing that they got what they came for. And during the youth group devotions, when they like provide the most insightful thing that no one really expected out of them, it's just the best feeling in the world being like an older kid in the youth group and seeing that out of the younger kids. So thank you guys for having us.
Well, as you can see from the testimonies of the youth rally and these students and every student that went, there was 35 of us that went, could have a different take on it. You know, God just uses that event to really challenge us all, even as adults, to grow in our faith, to renew our commitment to the Lord, and meet so many other students from our area that are Christians. You know, in schools, when these kids are back in their schools, it's a different world. But they kind of feel alone sometimes as a Christian. But when they get to go and experience this sort of worship with 4,000 other peers who live around here, it just really makes them feel connected to the greater church, make them feel that, you know, they're not alone in this journey of faith and life that they're all on. So we're so thankful for the conference for putting this great event on, and it challenges all of our students each and every year, as well as us adults. So that's the Youth Rally. Thank you for listening to our students, and I'm going to let Fred take over from here.